And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
DirecTV gives you access to apps like Netflix and live sports right next to each other.
I don't get it.
Let me put it in pigeon terms. It's like that one amazing dumpster with the old fruits and cardboard all in one place.
How am I supposed to keep up with illustrative metaphors when you are making me so hungry?
Get live TV and streaming apps together without a satellite. Visit DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet-connected Gemini device and separate paid subscription to watch Netflix on DirecTV. Terms and restrictions apply.
You know what? Whatever happens after this podcast or any other jobs, that I know that I will always be able to at least feed myself with my Sean Connery impersonation. Mm-hmm. Hello there, and welcome to the latest edition of What Did I Miss? Joined today by Paige and Jerome, all the way from Canada, up north. Canada. Welcome from
we're
Toronto.
International, baby.
We are international. God, we're so cool. Yes, we are going to do some What Did I Miss action today. And it is August 17th. It is 10:09 a.m. Central Time. KD is still a Brooklyn Net. All right, let's get started.
Awesome. Thank you for the first.
I got you, buddy. I'm on it. It's right.
Okay, first thing on the agenda. This is nothing to do with sports. But Jerome went to the Harry Styles concert last night, and so I wanted to ask him how it was.
Yes. Ooh, what did he wear?
He had like this kind of like pink, almost like 70s style suit with a like open, the jacket was opened up, deep tank under. It was a good look. No, it was a really good concert. I was telling Paige that even though I didn't necessarily like grow up a ton on like One Direction and Harry Styles, like I just... between like just friends really liking it and encouraging me, actually shout out all my friends like Kiana, Kristen, all of them who were
shout
like,
out
because we had back to back shows here, and so friends went like 2 days ago, and then were trying to convince me to get to that one, and then by the second day I finally relented and went through.
I would go.
It was well
I would
worth
go to that
time.
For sure.
Yeah,
it was super fun.
And he's charming, right? Like he's a very charming kid.
Super super charming.
Yeah.
We I usually get mad at anyone who comes through the city and pronounces the second T on Toronto, but
Toronto?
Just something about
Toronto.
Like this charming British man going like Toronto, and I'm like, you can say whatever you want, man.
No, he has the accent. I think you have to excuse it because of the accent, because he's gonna do the
entirely. It's the enunciation, like right? He's just a proper British English for us, you know.
Thank you. Love Island. We're mm-hmm. just Anglophiles, right? That's what you are when you are obsessed with all things British. Is it Anglophile? Yeah, because Francophile's French. Right? Okay.
I guess.
Yeah, Francophile. Yeah, yeah.
I can't figure this
out. I mean,
out.
Let's say that it is from now on. That's what
okay,
it is.
Okay, I'm like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, yeah, yeah. No, because what if it's like, no, that actually means you're a racist. I'm like, oh, wait, no, that's not
oh,
what
yeah,
I'm
that's
say.
A good point. I mean, we could
I only like white
it.
People. Oh, no, no, it is. A person who is fond of or greatly admires England or Britain. Anglophile.
Okay, right.
That was close, guys.
To contact Merriam-Webster.
No,
to
no, we don't have to edit this out.
Update it for the pod. Yeah.
All right. Sweet. God, congratulations.
Jerome, what was the average fan age? I've heard that being like a of drinking age is actually quite handy at Harry Styles concerts because
it is,
there are no
yeah.
lines for beers.
I will say,
oh, that's a good call.
In terms of, yeah, it really ranges around because like One Direction's been around for a while anyway.
For a minute.
So yeah. I think it's like anywhere between like mid millennial to like definite like Gen Z, and then yeah, me just wandering around like a cool dad.
I mean, his girlfriend is like almost 40, if not 40 already. So
oh, really?
You know. Yeah.
Yeah, she's...
There's like a whole...
But yeah.
Yeah, he likes the older ladies, the Cougs.
But yeah, like even in between sets, they I think they play like the same like sets of songs like...
Probably.
Best Day Ever comes on and like everyone's losing their shit.
That's awesome.
And then... but then like the last song before he comes on is like Bohemian Rhapsody. And like part of me is just like sitting there like... No, everyone knows this. I mean, I guess it's like, it's such a classic. Everyone should
now
know
it should be, but I assume people know a lot of things they don't know. So
yeah,
that is awesome. This is how different Jerome and I are. You went to Harry Styles. When we do the podcast on Monday, I will be coming off of a 9-hour Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, Joan mm-hmm. Jett concert on Sunday night. So yeah, we'll have like different concert stories.
Right. We should try to do like a more scientific breakdown of like a New Kids on the Block versus.
We really
like,
should.
Yeah.
I'm going to take video if I remember.
There you
probably
go.
Won't. Okay. I won't do it. I like to leave me present. All right. What else you guys got? Love you, Harry Styles.
I know we started off this way, but we're at KD Trade Watch still. The retirement
it's
edition.
Forever. Oh, God.
There are rumors that he was retiring and he put in the rest immediately. KD tweeted, I know most people will believe unnamed sources over me, But if it's anyone out there that'll listen, I don't plan on retiring anytime soon. The media are bored. We are bored.
We are bored. It's August. He has a point. I mean, this is the part of the year where we're all bored. So yeah, whenever, and like, I'll be honest, you kind of brought this on yourself by doing this crazy thing in the middle of boredom time, because now that's all we have to focus on in the NBA. So it's kind of on you, KD. I never thought he was going to retire. I thought that was asinine. Now, he may just hold out and that could turn messy, but no, he's not.
Has there ever been an NBA player to hold out a full season, like Le'Veon Bell style?
I mean, Ben Simmons did.
Yeah.
Technically,
yeah.
That first one.
I mean.
Yeah, like he's, I mean, it's all the same team, which is fantastic. It's all in that. Yeah, no. But yeah, it happens more in
other
sports.
How do you
look
at Kawhi's last season in San Antonio? Like,
I mean,
you
that's,
call,
yeah.
Have called that a holdout?
Like under the lie of an injury, sure.
Right.
But I think at the end of the day, it was all just, he just didn't want
but
to
I mean,
play
like
anymore.
But I mean,
like
Le'Veon Bell straight up was like, no. And he just didn't
write
down a football for an
like
entire
Deshaun game. Watson, the first one was a straight up standing out. He was like, I'm not going to play. Which is
it
funny now
like
in hindsight. Good job, bud. Yeah, like, I mean, you're still getting paid. Who cares? Mm-hmm. Well, Ben Simmons didn't, but yeah, whatever. It's weird. If you can figure out a way to still get your money and not play, that's actually the American dream. I'm a big fan of that, and I will always be for it.
Okay.
KD Watch,
speaking of
still
the
on.
American dream. Baseball star Fernando Tatis was suspended for 80 games for testing positive for PEDS, baby. His dad says it came from a haircut that gave him a fungus, and then the treatment to treat that fungus triggered a positive test. You tweeted about this, I believe. So let's
oh,
share
I did,
it with
actually.
The people about
yeah.
This.
So okay, so it's not ringworm, or is the ringworm part of the haircut story also? Because that's gross, anyways. But yeah, so here's my thing. This dude got like, what is it, 320? $300 million dollars plus was his last deal. And he's young. And he's playing on a team that made some moves and is legitimately going for it. How stupid are you? Not only that, but you're also on the heels of you haven't been playing because of an injury sustained in a motorcycle accident, which is something I'm assuming you probably weren't also supposed to be doing. So at this point, and this is what I tweeted, if you are paying me if you're paying me $100 million, there's not a single thing that I will consume that will not be tested before I consume it. And I'm talking food, drinks, aspirin, whatever, allergy meds, all of it, because it's not worth it. And then the worst part is we lose all respect for you because then you come up with these cockamamie excuses that just sound absolutely asinine. So, I mean, look, creativity, I give him a 7 out of 10 for coming up with some weird things, but what? Oh, absolute wait. And not only that, but I just can't trust you. Like you have screwed your team now, a team that gave you a lot. They invested a lot twice. You've screwed
them.
Who
just got Juan Soto?
It's like, get out of here. They're like legit going for it. Oh my gosh, this dog's about to like crush. Oh my god, I swear I'm gonna. She's like 15, half blind, and just stumbling around in here. It's fine. It's my brother's dog.
So if you do end up, if you land that 350 mil deal, and you need a food drink taste tester,
I will
submit my application. You just let me know.
Yeah, 100%.
I think you need
no
a team
allergies.
At that point. So
you do need a
not
team.
Just Paige, right. You know, like yeah.
Yeah, because you're gonna need a food person. Yeah. It's like the old days where royalty would like test it out if it was poisoned or not on like on a minion.
I read this on the rundown, and when I read like haircut that gave him a fungus, like I just thought about the mushroom cuts I used to get as a child.
Those were bad, huh? That's fair. Yeah, what kind of haircut gives you a fungus, dude? I've heard of manicure pedicures if the stuff's not clean. I've heard
for
of that.
Sure. That makes sense.
But at the end of the day, what does that have to do with antibiotic steroids? Yeah.
What happened to the simpler days of head lice?
Yeah, thank you. Those were the good old days. Yeah. Shout out.
I will say that this does remind me, like the story here about the haircut reminds me a bit of the LIV golfers when they're like, why are you going to LIV?
Ooh.
And they're like, to grow the game. And like, to make golf more fun. And it's like, just say money. It's fine. Just honest with
us. It's not more fun. Nobody can even watch your little games. So that's no one thinks
your little
it's fun.
Games.
Live. Your little golfies. Your little golfs. Oh, God, we got a lot of baseball in today. All right.
Yeah,
keep it moving.
Let's follow up
keep
some more baseball news. I mean, this is baseball and the future. Last week was the MLB Field of Dreams game, and the broadcast debuted a hologram.
Oh,
something
I do
closer
like
to augmented reality, but we'll just say whatever. Like, they brought back Harry Carey to
damn
lead,
right
take me
did.
Out to the ball game. What are her thoughts on this like AR hologram situation in general?
Who do we want to bring back?
I mean, it is pretty good. Oh gosh.
Do you want to be brought back?
Like the first, like,
should you meet an untimely demise? Should we bring you back as a hologram to continue this show?
We actually
Yes. Well, I almost made some jokes. Or you could do it in December. Like either way, we could just do a hologram.
Yeah. Good call.
So this hologram is like, I know there are mixed emotions on holograms. Like some people are like, it's very creepy. It's a pretty good hologram though. I'm watching the video.
Right.
It's kind of creepy, but I kind of love it. Like this is part of technology. As human beings, we're figuring things out. I do not hate it. I know the Tupac one was a big deal and everyone expected to see Tupac at the Super Bowl and then we didn't. But yeah, do you guys get freaked out by the idea of holograms?
It really depends on like who we're choosing to bring back as a hologram. Like, I mean, one that was interesting, I remember seeing, there's an ABBA show, right? That,
okay.
I mean, ABBA, I think all the members are still alive, but they actually, the show is younger versions of themselves.
Like, oh, I
would
as do that.
Holograms, performings, and that's apparently weird. It's like a huge hit.
That's kind of cool, although I don't know, it could be depressing also. You're like, oh, I used to be so cute.
But the people, like, and at least that one, it has the members of ABBA involved, and like, I think they like provide some of the motion capture for it and things like that. So it kind of works in a way where it's like, especially where we're revisiting music and people are like rediscovering things, like they get to kind of enjoy
it. I know, I like that. Prime.
Yeah.
And I feel like Harry Carey's fam, they must have known. I don't think that the Cubs would just trot him out there without any sort of heads. Otherwise, that would be creepy.
I'm for it
as long as we like stay grounded in reality that it is a hologram augmented reality. Like, I don't like the fanfare around like pretending like this is, and I don't think they did this with Harry Carey, but with others where it's like,
I'm going to marry a hologram.
It's like, huh?
Yeah. Well, some people may not know
that. Would you attend a New Kids on the Block where like one section of it is just like you're rewatching holograms of them in their time.
Yeah. I would do that.
Yeah.
Is this what you're telling us that Marty is actually a hologram?
I know. I've married holograms in my life. Well, that is coming next. You know that, right? Like people already marry inanimate objects. So
sure.
A hologram is 100%, if not already been done.
I mean, augmented reality, I'm sure, is already like full on a thing. Like,
God, that's awesome. I get it. People are awful. Yeah. So try to find a better version. Do it.
Speaking of people being awful.
Yes, segue.
Elon Musk.
He is tweeted, awful. Good story.
that's where it ends. He tweeted. I could end that there, but he tweeted that quote, "Also, I'm buying Manchester United. You're welcome." End quote. For some context, the team is owned by the Glazer family. They also own the Bucks. The team has been pretty bad in the last few years. They're like kind of at the bottom, threatening relegation.
Relegation.
Yeah. Wow. Words.
Regulate. Relegate.
Then he later tweeted.
Oh, God. He's such a good tweeter, isn't he?
He later tweeted, "No, this is a long-running joke. I'm not buying any sports team." Does he understand how comedy works? I don't think so.
It is like,
what's the joke, man?
Joke. Do you know what's fun? I love when billionaires joke about things they could buy if they actually wanted to. Nothing's funnier, quite frankly.
Uh-huh.
He's a tool, okay? And I blame all of you who bought his stupid little cars for him being as big a deal as he is. And I know I'm talking to Paige's parents. I love you for making Paige. But your taste in cars leaves a lot to be desired.
Sorry,
he's not funny. He's damn right creepy, right? And I just don't find any of the appeal in Elon Musk. I would prefer to never hear about him again for as long as I live. And also, maybe we go outside and see the sun for 20 minutes a week. I'm not saying just worship
it. Get that vitamin D, baby.
But you're translucent, bro. You're translucent. Yeah. Okay? Get your ish together. And also, second thing, vasectomy. That's all I got.
Birth control. We need it.
Yeah. Nobody wants 1,000 of yous running around, I promise. I know he does, but the rest of us don't. So that's all I got on Elon Musk.
Can we call him having generations of successors like a long-running joke at that point?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, God. Yeah, but doesn't he already have a couple that like don't claim him? Like they don't claim him. I think there's a daughter that won't have anything to do with him.
That
do you know how bad
right.
a dude you have to be a billionaire whose kid doesn't want anything to do with you? Money's powerful, friends. This is the Elon Musk podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with some more opinions on Elon Musk. Oh, no, we are taking a break. We are taking a break to gather our thoughts about Elon Musk. We'll be right back.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard it right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask me. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
We are back. It is What Did I Miss? It is August, and that you'll be able to tell right away from our topics today, guys. What's next?
Where's KD right now? I want to check in on
I'm sorry. Yeah, it is 10:24 on Wednesday, August 17th. That is, of course, Central Time. And KD is still a Brooklyn Net.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I had to be sure before we continue on.
Yeah, that's on me.
You know, this podcast has been very well known right now as like a Top Gun Maverick pro 80s nostalgia podcast. But before that, for the OG listeners, we were a Cobra Kai podcast.
Always and forever.
And with that, season... yes, respect. Yes, a respectful bow across the pod.
Sorry.
How many more times are you going to do this before it becomes like kind of a problem?
Forever.
okay, well, anyway, season 5, Cobra Kai trailer was released.
Oh, God.
I'm surprised it wasn't actually the top of the pod at this point. But
I am too. We're trying to be cool.
We're just kind of chill about it. It's like, oh, it's whatever. Yeah. New season starts September 9th. Very soon. We are under a month away.
Yeah, that's NFL opening weekend.
First off, did we all watch the trailer? What are our thoughts about it before we get into the question?
We did, of course, all watch the trailer. It's hard-hitting. Yeah, it's hard-hitting. It is fun. It is, I mean, it's Johnny Lawrence. It looks like Johnny Lawrence in season 5 is back to sort of super dysfunctional Johnny Lawrence a la season 1.
He's an Uber
which
driver.
He's an Uber driver with a tape deck of like 80s rock, which is just all me. And the bad guys seem to be gaining all of the momentum and multiplying and taking over the San Fernando Valley karate scene. So karate, I am all in. Well, yeah, because it's just setting us up for a really epic good versus evil. And in the meantime, homeboy is still in prison. Basically being an awful human being. So he's definitely going to come out at some point and wreak havoc. Or my prediction, I think he joins the good guys. He's so pissed at Silver that he doesn't have a choice.
We love our redemption arc.
Now, here's the problem. September 9th, I will be in Italy for F1. So can I download Netflix onto my computer and then watch it for the entire 27-hour flight back?
Of course,
from Italy.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, good.
You
All right. Well, I will have it all watched then.
No. I don't know. I think
iPads. Yeah,
because I'm in another country, right? I can't.
No, but if you download,
if anyone
it
knows
ahead,
anything about VPNs,
it. Okay. Yeah. It's Jerome.
But you might not be able to do it if it's not out yet. If she's already
exactly,
be there on the night.
That's what I'm worried about. Oh God,
it
I'm
would
not
be fun
see
to
it.
Find out for whatever reason that Cobra Kai is banned in Italy.
Oh, that would be amazing, wouldn't it? They're like, what is this? I'm going to kill this dog. I'm not going to kill her for real, by the way, America. But
I mean,
it's just stop.
God. Incredible caveat.
Just stop moving. Beep, beep. Oh, God. I'm going to have to figure that out.
Sports, we know that Terry Silver is the big bad.
Yes. Oh, and what's his face comes back? Barnes, right? Isn't that his name? The young bad guy from...
Oh, from Karate Kid.
Yeah. His protege, I guess, who has a bad guy face.
Oh, wait, Barnes is coming back?
Barnes is coming back.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Yeah. I'm telling you, out of control.
Bringing it back to sports, because obviously this is and I'm going to do an air quote sports podcast. Who is the Terry Silver of sports?
Oh, God. A rich guy who's a jackass? Ooh, that could be anyone. Jerry
Jones.
Like,
a lot of ways I feel like he
seems to be
it.
Nice. Okay, here was my
take.
Oh,
not Jerry Jones.
I don't have anyone in mind, but like, who like publicly seems to be nice. People like him can defend him, but he's actually like a, he's a bad as
Robert Kraft.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna go with that one.
I like,
because I do people think he's cool because he wears Air Force Ones at 90, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. we're on to him. We know what's up. Mm.
If we were to make like Michelle and Paige, like the Johnny Lawrence and Daniel LaRusso situation, I think our Terry Silver is Elon Musk.
Oh, that's fair. That is fair. Although Terry Silver's athletic.
Okay, yeah, Coach K is a good pick.
Ooh, that's great. That might be the best pick.
I was thinking about this, and not necessarily like the evil part about it, but I had Magic Johnson.
As Terry
Magic
Silver?
Johnson hit his prime in the 80s, like had to like kind of fall off due to like obviously what happened with him on that front, but then like basically like made his comeback just monopolizing LA local businesses.
That's a great point. Wait, so is he Silver or is he Johnny Lawrence?
Okay, because Terry Silver, like his whole thing right now is he's taking over the entire San Fernando Valley.
Karate.
Why would a rich guy want anything to do with children's karate in the San Fernando Valley? Like, truly.
I mean, that is the entire theme of the series.
If you're a listener in San Fernando Valley.
Why are we obsessed with children's karate?
I mean, I lived in the San Fernando Valley. I'm not really sure what he would want to do in there. That's weird to me, but all right. There are some great sushi spots, though. Maybe that's it. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. What else?
Well, no transition here, so prep for whiplash. The NBA has announced that they will not play on Election Day in order to encourage voting.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. I mean, I've always thought it should be a day of doing nothing but anyways, because people take for granted that, oh, I can just take a day off. Well, guess what? Not everyone can take a day off work. And that becomes not a priority. But I like this idea. It's
on
good.
On that note, I
think
would
if
like
they
to
open
plug
up their stadiums to be like voting stations and like.
Yeah, like Atlanta make it.
That would be, Atlanta did that.
Got to make it as easy as possible.
I would like to plug early voting. Just as a reminder, you can find out on your state's website what early voting measures they do or do not offer. So highly recommend voting. And also,
that way
screw
yourself.
Wednesday, August 17th, please check your voter registration. Okay.
Ooh, I just got my Texas one.
Press pause on the podcast and check that you are properly registered to vote. Thank you.
Well, I finally, after years, 20 something years of living in blue states, I am now back in a red state with my blue votes. So
there you go.
Could count for something. Woohoo!
You know what I'm saying?
My vote hasn't counted in years.
Early and often, baby. Yeah. Early and often.
Vote early and often. Oh, don't joke. These, you know, pimps are sensitive about that.
Just like a small connection to that, just because I saw this morning in politics, Ben Savage, Corey Matthews of Boy Meets World, is running for city council in West Hollywood right now, I found out.
Actual Ben Savage?
Actual Ben Savage.
Huh. Well, I don't know what he's about and what he stands for, but that's interesting. I'm going to have to go down that rabbit hole when we're done here.
Exactly.
What's Savage all about? Okay.
His running partner has to be like Ryder Strong, like Sean Hunter, right? Like that's the only way that makes sense.
God, I hope so. Or Topanga. She's still around.
That was actually how I found out
they
about
have a podcast,
it, because
right?
It was a quote tweet that just said, "I'm surprised. I thought he would want to live closer to Topanga."
Yeah, get it. Wah, wah. These are kind of Valley jokes, by the way. We're back to the Valley. Okay. Moving on.
No segue again. Ole Miss coach Lane Kiffin tells everyone in a press conference that his new punter, Charlie Pollock, was found at a keg party on campus. Assuming he can punt, what brand should strike a deal with Charlie?
God, Lane Kiffin's so sarcastic. I don't even know what's real anymore.
It's real.
Is he a big fat dude?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I think Lane goes on to say something like, so we got to get some conditioning for my guy, but...
Oh, why is he a punter? Also, is anybody else? I think we're burying the lead here. Is it even a little bit shocking that Lane Kiffin would be at a keg party on a college campus?
I don't think he was at the party.
Oh, I think he was. If you know anything about Lane Kiffin, he was at that keg party, very much mingling with the co-eds.
This is expert media person Michelle Beadle reading between the lines.
That is his. That's his brand.
What just happened there? Yeah.
Thank you,
good for that guy. That's, you know, getting discovered at a keg party.
Are we going to associate with this punter?
Some sort of beef jerky, I think, has to go here. I don't know why. It just feels right. Those hearty stews.
Hungry Man?
Yeah.
All that, like, one?
Yes, all that big boy stuff.
That's college.
That is college.
I would want some German beer just so we can associate like those boots, like the glass boots that they drink.
That's great.
A hunter's boot.
Yeah, beer's good. Yeah. Beer's good. Yeah. Das Boot.
Just the country of Germany.
Das Boot. Yeah, the country of Germany has sponsored.
They're big. Although
the director of Das Boot. Yeah, this is good. I mean, look, this kid, I need to read more about this because there's just, I have 1,000 more questions about it.
He apparently can punt. There's a video of it.
But how do you discover that at a keg party? Why is he?
I think you're just like they're probably like, did you play football in high school? You seem tall and large.
But it's not like he discovered for punting at it. Just like I'm just trying to figure out how it was phrased, because if it's just like punter like was seen at keg party, it's no different than saying like punter is a college.
Guys, we're overthinking this. Yeah. It's just like here's a big guy at a party, and other players were like, "Hey, man." Why don't you come
Can
try
you
out?
Punt?
That's it.
These are more interesting when they're giant grizzly bears found out.
I just hope it turns into like the feel good story of America. I love this. Lane Kiffin.
I do too. Lane. I wish Charlie the best.
Yeah. Good luck, Charlie. Charlie. Okay. What else?
All right.
This is upsetting to me, so I would like both of your opinions. So the Atlanta Braves bullpen, they're in a prank war, which on the surface, I love prank wars. I like pranky people. We talked about being petty constantly on this show. I think we all love it. But what has happened, what has transpired is deeply upsetting to me. So I'm going to start and work my way backwards. So in retaliation for the first one that, again, I can't stress enough, is like so deeply upsetting.
Yeah.
This player put eye black in the inside of his like baseball hat. Right. So when he did interview, he took off the hat and he looked insane. Right. That's funny.
Brilliant.
I like that. A plus, chef's kiss. However, this was in retaliation because this player put a cockroach inside of this other guy's jersey. That is unacceptable. That crosses the line. Thoughts?
Just one cockroach?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Or multi.
Two makes it
worse? I just
want
to say this is also coming from someone who had scorpions.
Thank
in
you.
Pants,
I've had scorpion in my pants.
Oh, my
so
gosh. Okay.
Multiple. Double. Yeah. I don't mind it as long as, you know, no cockroaches were harmed in the making of the prank. That would be fine. But
cockroaches can't die. That's science.
A rat would have been better, I think. If we're putting animals in people's jerseys.
Oh, my God.
Or
not get into
a
non-poisonous
snake. Now, I'm not touching the snake to put it in the jersey. I will get someone to do it for me. But as long as it's non-poisonous, non-biting, hey, that's a hilarious prank.
I think a snake bothers me less than a cockroach.
What?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Knowing
snakes are the demons of the earth. How could that possibly be less disturbing than a cockroaches are pointless. Poor little guys. They don't do anything. And it's only one. If it was 30 cockroaches, sure. You guys are insane. Cockroaches are, I mean, cockroaches were like, the thing I didn't like about cockroaches living in New York was that the whole thing about when you saw one, you knew there were like 100 somewhere else in the apartment. Yeah. That was the problem with the cockroach thing. But yeah, I'm good with it.
Vito, I feel like you would be just so preemptive in a prank war. You'd walk into the room with like a jersey filled with cockroaches, just being like, what do you have? What do you got for me?
Yeah, already took your ammo away. Now what? Yeah, no, those
holding
are, but that's
holding
good.
A non-poisonous snake, just like, what?
I hope they continue it. I really do too.
But the problem is that they're going to, and one person is going to cross the line, and it's going to be amazing when it happens.
That would be my question. So Beetle, someone who apparently is unfazed by any prank, when is the limit?
Well, you can't have live fire rounds. I don't think you should involve
bodily harm.
Death can't be a possible option. But other than that I
would
feel like
shut it down.
You know, doing stuff to people's cars, those are always fun. That's a good fun prank to do. Yeah, I think pranking, sky's the limit. Like the bigger the prank, the better it usually is. Just you can't kill anybody. That's the only thing. Right. Can't end up in a hospital. Unless I will argue because somebody could have accidentally had a heart attack from the cockroach thing, but that's kind of a them problem.
You
that's
can't
really
plan for
problem.
A heart attack.
Yeah, you can't. That's the whole point of a prank.
You can't anticipate that.
Yeah.
No, that's not on me.
That's
you're
unreasonable.
Just like trying to access medical records to figure out like whether.
So before I go forward with my prank, I need to know how is your heart? Okay. Yeah. No, I hope they do it too because we still have quite a bit of season left, so I'm in.
Yeah, we're going to definitely need more things to talk about on future episodes. Yeah. So if we can continue
keep a watch on that,
that'd be great. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, I don't like this next one. I can already tell you that. I just accidentally saw some of the words. I don't like it.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, God.
In confectionery news, the Girl Scouts announced a new cookie. Raspberry Rally.
Absolutely not.
Raspberry cookie with chocolate coating, yay or nay?
Abso-freaking-lutely no. That's disgusting. That's offensive.
Right.
I'd rather eat a cockroach, if we're going to be honest. Like that, I have eaten cockroaches, and
you've
I'd rather do it again.
A cockroach?
Yeah, and crickets and other little bugs that are edible.
I've had crickets.
They're all edible.
Cockroaches.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I ate a cockroach. Josh Wolf had me eat one alive on the air. It was juicy when it exploded in my mouth. Use that as your little promo for the week, Jerome. Yeah, raspberry cookie, which I don't like mixing fruits with chocolate to begin with. Maybe a strawberry, and that's about it. That's it.
Well, strawberry is the premier berry. Like, we can agree on that.
Yeah, it's the OG. But you guys think this sounds good?
About the name Raspberry Rally. Like, I would never want to attend a Raspberry Rally.
Raspberry Rally. I don't know. I don't know why Girl Scouts don't just keep it simple. Just keep the four OGs and like stop adding weird things.
Yeah. What's your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
Samoa and then the peanut butter one, Tagalong. Those are the only two I like. Oh. Everything else can go to hell.
Okay. Wow. No Thin Mints for you, huh?
No, I'm not. I don't like mint, period. So for me, those are. It's like eating toothpaste. I'm good.
Gross.
Exactly. Yeah, that's, I don't know. Look, we will try them in the name of science when the time is right. Obviously, whoever sees them first, get a box. But I can almost
or
tell
Girl
you.
Girl Scouts. I mean, obviously, the like members of the Girl Scouts, like representatives are listening to the podcast right now. Send.
Well,
all they have them yet?
Over.
Oh, not God, to brag, what? This won't surprise either of you, but I'm a lifetime member of the Girl Scouts. Not a joke. Card-carrying member.
That even mean? What are the perks? Do you get cookies whenever you want them?
Literally nothing.
What?
The perks are nothing. The perks are that I say this on this podcast.
Well, that is pointless.
Yay!
Some real bragging rights there,
Paige. I got job, Paige. You know how there's like the Eagle Scout and Boy Scouts? I got that in Girl Scouts.
What a nerd. So you had to tie knots and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. What is the coolest skill that you learned as a Girl Scout?
Oh,
and then
God.
The most pointless.
Skill? I don't know. I mean, those are all when you're like really little. Probably. Oh. Okay. All right. Probably building a fire. That's useful.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's
useful. I remember very vividly learning that.
Okay. I like that.
Useless?
Yeah. Do they make you do dumb
probably
things
the knots
that no one's going to do?
That you were just talking about. Mm. I'm not a sailor. I don't.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, if you're not a sailor.
A square that's fair. Knot, I'm all set. So.
Okay.
I actually have an offshoot of like upsetting flavors and just like different designs. So we have the Canadian National Exhibition coming back this year for the first time.
The what?
What
like
is that?
Since pre-pandemic. It's just like a carnival, basically. But you know how carnivals will always have like different type. Sorry?
For the whole country?
Yeah, the whole
it happens
country?
In Toronto. I don't know why we claim it as like Canada's whole thing.
That's fair. You're the whole
country. Sounds like Toronto.
Sounds like Toronto.
Very elitist.
We're definitely the douchebags of Canada, period. But you know how like carnivals will always have like new items, like things you can try, mixtures? This was floating around and this reminded me of it. There is a mac and cheese lemonade. I have no idea how that's going to be. Yes.
I love both of those things separately.
Yes.
But
I can't even wrap my head around how that,
what that means.
Would you like to see a photo of it?
Works.
I'm going to put this up for us right here.
A mac
All right,
and cheese.
It's in the rundown. You can see it.
Lemonade.
That does not look appetizing.
Wait. Oh my God. There's.
It's
first
like
of all, that
like
lemonade color
with,
is not
like
natural.
Barf. It looks like barf.
It looks like barf.
Well, the lemonade is the color of Velveeta cheese. So we'll start there. That's not right. And then it's at the bottom of this Velveeta cheese colored liquid cup is pieces of floating
it's
macaroni.
Like boba.
It's the
okay, that's vile. That's a
bad
very American-looking thing. I would have not equated that with Canada.
Ever the little sibling trying to be like the big brother.
Yeah, because we always do all kinds of disgusting fried things. Like nothing, nothing good.
Okay,
that
also, this is from TikTok, and the caption makes me laugh. I know they look questionable, but I promise you, we'd be surprised. Yes, I'm surprised that I'm not throwing up.
I mean, I'm not going to be surprised. I'm
Chelsea,
not going
to
do
Toronto things to do. This is not a Toronto thing to do.
It's like oily liquid with macaroni.
It's a Toronto
in it.
Thing to don't.
Yes.
Yeah, no thanks. Excellent. But also, somebody needs to try it just in case. Okay.
Do I have to pick it up and try it? On
somebody
the pod?
Is Jerome.
Yes.
What do you mean? I'm
somebody,
not going
yeah.
to Toronto. For
you
that.
Have to do it. You have to do it. If you are, if you come in contact anywhere near one, just
do
get
it,
one
you coward.
And then video it. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't be a peen. Okay, what else?
Bullying, Jerome. Okay, this was a poll from producer Quincy. So here we go. Eli Manning and Brady Quinn, I guess, debated the greatest football movie of all time, and their debate was Rudy versus Little Giants. So Q says, what's y'all's take? Quincy says that he's going Little Giants for sure, but he's skipping Rudy and adding The Replacements.
Oh, I'm doing that Keanu. Yeah, I'm going to do replacements. If that gets to be an option, I think Rudy is, it's not for me. I don't remember Little Giants, to be honest. Like, I feel like maybe I didn't see it. I'm not even sure I saw it. I know what it is. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I remember that, but Devin, I love
Sawa?
The replacements.
Is it Devin Sawa, Jerome?
Yeah, the
is
little hard rock, right?
Be. Yeah, I think so.
Devin Sawa, man.
He was handsome.
The real life Casper.
When I saw alive?
And Stan.
Oh, he was in Hacks. When I realized that he was the hot one night stand guy in Hacks, I was so pleased that young Paige and older Paige have the same taste in men, apparently.
That's a great point.
Him and Casper changed my life.
Mm. Oh yeah, there he is. Okay, I do remember this. I remember
I
this
also
movie.
Like to have remember the Titans in the conversation for football movies.
Yeah,
personally.
I just think Rudy's overrated.
Oh yeah, I don't
it's
think
it's just
that's
a little cheesy for me.
Yeah,
it's not my thing, but I get it. I also don't love like Hoosiers, so I'm probably the wrong person for these types of quizzes.
Right.
Okay, but yeah, replacements for the win. Keanu always and forever.
Replacements is awesome.
Taking a break. Coming back. Words from viewers and listeners.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, we're back. And I like when people like write in, do things like that. It's very interactive. What's first?
So this is for me, but I think it's worth bringing up for others.
Love
as
it.
Well. I did not watch The Godfather this weekend. If you live in New York, you know that this weekend we had absolutely perfect weather. So there was no chance I was going to be indoors for 3 hours. So
that's
still on
endeavor.
The list. I might save it for cooler weather. Okay. This person says,
good call.
Adam from SoCal, Paren, soon to be Colorado Springs, says, hey, all, for Paige, some more movie classics she needs to check out. The Rock, haven't seen
it.
Yep. Field of Dreams, have seen it. Patch Adams, have seen it. I think I was too young, though. I don't remember a lot about it other than, like, Robin Williams is a sad clown doctor.
The red nose.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's a sad movie. He's not necessarily a sad doctor.
Yeah, his job is sad.
Yeah, his job
it's
like he heals with humor is what he does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then When Harry Met Sally, Adam.
That's classic.
That's offensive to me. That is one of my most favorite movies of all time, probably my top
that
five.
That is offensive.
I have seen
okay.
that. So
fair enough.
I think from this list, The Rock. Is it worth seeing for me?
Yes, it's super entertaining.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's different than, he does acknowledge that they're very different genres.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a very different vibe than the other three movies, but entertaining as hell. No less.
Okay.
It's got Sean Connery in it.
Oh. Well, who is it? One more time.
Sean Connery is in The Rock.
Oh my God.
God. You know what? Whatever happens after this podcast or any other jobs, that I know that I will always be able to at least feed myself with my Sean Connery impersonation.
Yeah. Oh, no. Voice acting. When there is the, like, when we need the Sean Connery hologram and we need it to be voiced.
Oh my God. That's a great. Thank you, Jerome. I will be sending out an email later after this day. Okay. All right.
Send out a voicemail with your Sean Connery impression.
Yes.
Like, I would like to be featured.
Oh my God. This
is
happening.
Yeah. Adam also says, as always, love the show, Miss Sports Nation.
Yes. I think a lot of us do, actually. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate you. Appreciate you.
This next person says, what is your fantasy football team's name?
I know. So the one that I did last year was called Matthew Berry's Number One because everyone here thought I was going to cheat and have Matthew Berry just do my whole team. So I was like, well, I am, but that's not neither your business or anybody else's. And then the last, I haven't figured out one for my ladies only league. I need to come up with something good. I used to be inappropriate, like back in the day, and I would just call it Leroy's Lipstick, and Leroy was my dog, and you could put all that together. But it's now I need to figure out like something else, something creative.
My favorite one I did names? In the past, he's not active anymore, but my team's name was Mendenhall & Oates.
Ooh, I like that. That's good. I know. See, I like when people do all that stuff. It's like, it's hard to think of something that hasn't been done already. That's the hard part.
I like doing active player names. The other one I liked from me years ago was Somewhere Over the Duane Bow.
Nice.
There's other ones, yeah.
There's the other one. I know. I'd probably Google it and just cheat, but no, I'm going to come up with something on my own. Damn it. Okay.
Or you can just go like not football or sports related at all and just be like Sean Connery's hologram.
That's true, actually. I could. I mean, I probably will. It probably won't be football related at all. It'll make no sense to anyone but me, which is
totally
fine. But you
can just trash talk everyone in your league.
Yeah. My team's called. You guys are all assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect. All right. I like it. What else? What else y'all got?
All right, let's read. Up next, we have a huge fan, Beatle. Sports Nation was my shit in college.
Yay! Love it.
I love and agree with your wild takes most of the time, like Sinatra, The Rock.
Perfect. Right.
Titanic.
Also right.
That guy from Cleveland all being thumbs down emoji.
Thank you.
With that being said, your response to Serena's retirement / goodbye tour versus my boy, Coach K, is kind of perplexing. All the reasons you liked it for her are the reasons you hated on him. Help me understand, sincerely, your day one.
That's interesting. Well, look, I think for me, Serena is a one-of-a-kind athlete that has come through as we've all been in our sports watching phases, and it's been a pleasure. Now, I know that people are mixed emotions on her, like rooting for her as like a person, whatever, and I get that because she does do some things that I think some of us are like, oh man, why'd she have to act like that? Like with what's her face in the US Open that one year. But at the same time, for me, she is the first woman that has just come through sports and for my money, dominated the way she did. Coach K is just unlikable. He is unlikable across the board. So unless you played for him specifically, I don't know anyone else that has anything positive to say about Coach K. You have to have been in his orbit or you don't like him. And that's kind of where we are. And I think his was sort of drawn out and cheesy to the point of like, we get it. Hers is, if she does in fact retire after this, then it was actually quite quiet. She didn't do like an entire year of tournaments with the knowledge that she was going to retire at the end of that season. So I'm okay with it. I just think she's slightly more likable as a human than Coach K is. It's like Elon Musk, Coach K, boom, same boat.
She basically announced, like, there's to be the equivalent of Coach K saying he's retiring before playing UNC in the last game of the season.
Exactly. Instead of, like, every freaking day for our entire lives.
I mean, generally speaking, are you anti-retirement tour then?
I mean, look, there's something to be said for just retire. Like, Tim Duncan was like, oh, yes, and P.S., I'm done. Like, there's something to that. I get why people like the idea of sort of, I don't, but, oh, we have a chance to thank our favorite athlete. Like, I feel like they've already lived a life of adulation and fame and wealth. I don't know why they need another year of ass kissing. I feel like that's just kind of a weird personal desire. I personally would just be like, and I'm out. It's been real. Thank you so much for everything. And that to me is the coolest person. But that's also the difference between someone who's 1000% comfortable in who they are and what they're about versus someone who's kind of, you know, this image stuff. It's a completely different animal. Yeah, Timmy D for the win, y'all. Timmy D for the win.
But that also fits his personality and style.
100% on brand. Yeah, it really is. Like, but he didn't get any gifts. Think of all the gifts he would have gotten if he would have just said that the year before. Every stop would have been a gift.
So many plaid shirts.
So many plaid. Badly fitting pants. It would have been awesome. Guys, we nailed it. Hold on. Update. 10:51 Central Time, Wednesday, August 17th. Kevin Durant is still a Brooklyn Net. Okay. All right. Well, we can go into Thursday.
But he's also still an active player. He hasn't retired.
He's not retired. No, he's 100% still active.
And wait. He just do the old computer machine.
Yep. Box it up, box it up. Mm-hmm. Researching.
One second.
Paige is a resident hacker.
Yeah. I'm locked in.
That would be awesome.
He hasn't tweeted in over 24 hours.
Someone check on him. I hope he's all right. That's going to do it for us for this episode. Reminder, voicemails, texts, We love them. It makes us feel warm and cuddly inside. The number is 631-397-0403. Rate, review, subscribe. I never say that. Turns out it was probably important. We should have probably done that more. Guy Page, Jerome, we shall see you guys. Have a safe and happy weekend. See you next week.
Bye.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.